Blog Talk Radio.
Be free, and be free.
You thought I was worth saving.
I was worth dying for. That is just like so awesome, brothers and sisters. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis B., the Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all. We're excited about the review. We're excited about what God's doing in such a time as this. The Bible says, in everything, give thanks. But this is the will of God concerning us in Christ Jesus. So I truly thank him for his word. His word has declared who we are. His word has declared that we've won the battle, according to 1 Samuel 17:47. His word has declared that God preserved what he has ordained for you and for you and for me. In Ephesians 2 and 10, it is no joke. It's real. So I thank him. I thank him for the victory. Hallelujah. I declare and decree right now over your life that you have victory. As long as you're in Christ Jesus, according to 1 Corinthians 15 and 57 through 58. I declare, brothers and sisters, that you will walk in victory and you will not walk in defeat. That will be far from you, said the Lord. I believe right now that God has sent his word into this land to do many, many things. He sent his word to heal us. He sent his word to deliver us. He sent his word to open the blind's eyes. He sent his word, you understand, to educate us about the Holy Ghost. He sent his word, brothers and sisters. And the reason I know that it will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish what it set out to do, according to Isaiah 55 and 11. Hallelujah. So I declare that God has sent his word to anoint us. He sent his word so the grace of God, we could live in that. And it will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish. He sent his word so that we could have mercy and we can have grace. And then we can turn around and show grace, turn around and show mercy. Listen, brothers and sisters, I know God wants us to show mercy. There's a lot of situations we need right now to be showing mercy in. Everybody's not thugs. Everybody is not as bad as the enemy tried to decree and declare. So we need to show mercy. And if the body of Christ don't show mercy, who's going to show mercy on these people? Hallelujah. So we need to start by showing mercy, praise God. And I thank you, Father God, for that word, that we're to show mercy just like you show mercy. We're to show grace just like you show grace. According to Lamentations 3 and 22, Heavenly Father, you are a God of grace. You are a God of mercy. I expect your favor. So therefore, we should expect the favor of God to be in other people's lives. We shall live and not die. I declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. According to Psalms 1, 18 and 17. I thank you, Father God, for this country. It's lining up to your will. Hallelujah. We're praying for that. We're praying, Father God, that there will be a reckoning. We're praying, Heavenly Father, that the time has come when man shall walk in light and not in darkness. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, that we're being delivered from the power of darkness and translated into your marvelous kingdom. I thank you for it. I thank you, Father God, we can now and finally declare that we are saints according to the scripture. How I know that? Because your word says in John 8:32, you set us free. And I know we're free. And who the Son has set free, they are free indeed. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Father God. Thank you for this broadcast. I thank you many people are going to be touched by a word. If it's just one word, life-changing word today. A life-changing word, Father God. If it's nothing but the righteousness shall see you. If it's nothing but the fact that we're citizens of heaven. Someone's going to hear a word, Father God, that we're seated at the right-hand side. And because we're in Christ, there's a possibility, Father God, that we shall remain with Christ. I thank you because you chose us to be part of this royal generation. We did not choose ourselves. You chose us. And we know that the devil is our enemy. Now, Father God, we ask you to continue to bless. We shall have. Give and we shall receive, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord. I thank you that every one of us have acknowledged. We're praying for this entire world, Father God, to succumb to your way of doing things. And that your peace will abide in our hearts. In Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, by the name, amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Well, listen, brothers and sisters, so happy again to have each and every one of you. We're talking about being led by the Holy Ghost or the right spirit because John 1 said, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they be of God. Why? Mm-hmm. Because there's a lot of false teachers, false prophets, false evangelists, a lot of false ministers is in the world.
Amen.
So you need to know which spirit you're being led by.
That's right.
What spirit you're being led by will determine which way you're going. So we've been talking this week about being led by the right spirit. Hallelujah. So I thank God for it. We started off Monday. Yes, that was Pastor's birthday, you guys. He's just a day older. She didn't feel no more older. But anyway, that was her birthday, bless God. We were happy to celebrate a half hour with her that day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we got started with Luke 4:18. Now I'm going to tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to share most of these scriptures. And if somebody want to comment, comment. If not, we're moving on. I feel that, you know, we need to engage more. It's almost like, are you taking notes? And if, you know, that part of my policy, I don't make anybody do anything. I try to act like God in that area. God is kind of God. He's free will God. So I ain't going to make you serve him. Ain't going to make you like him.
God
ain't like that. He don't make you do anything. So the Bible says, whosoever will, God gives you your will to exercise. So it is with this review. Anything else we do here. If it's your will, and if you notice legally, when you get married or when you take on the office, or they want to know if it's your will. Well, same thing here. We want to know if it's your will. So if it's your will to participate, fine. If not, fine. If nobody mad, nobody get angry, it's just the way it is. We're not going to. So, Monday. And I think that's worth noting, too, that on Monday we did pastor pray, and the scripture with 1 Corinthians 2 and 10, I think it's worth going there just for a moment, as evangelist sharing. She'll read that out to King James. That's 1 Corinthians 2:10. That was one of the scriptures that Pastor made mention of before we got started here. So if you would make mention of it, read that one, please.
Good afternoon, Pastor V. Good afternoon, Pastor Bell. And good afternoon to all listeners. Praise God. In 1 Corinthians 2:10, it reads as follows: But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that powerful prayer. I missed the song, but I know it was a good one. Praise God. From the Message Bible, 1 Corinthians 2:10. But you've seen and heard it, because God by his Spirit has brought it all out into the open before you. The Spirit, not content to flirt around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. Amen, amen. And I'd like to thank each and every one for my birthday greeting and my birthday presents. God bless everyone.
Amen. And she read this before she prayed on last Monday. But what's interesting is that's what we're talking about, brothers and sisters. God revealing things to us by his Spirit. Not know any spirit, but by his Spirit. That's why I quoted 1 John 4, because he said, see, believe not every spirit. Make sure it's God's Spirit you're hearing from.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because you want to get the deep things of God.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way you can get the deep things of God is from God.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, when it comes to the Spirit of God, brothers and sisters, you don't want to play around with it. You want the right stuff. You know, I remember one time it taught me that there's a difference between, now I learned this, so there's a difference between having the real deal and some imitation. And I learned that when I was young. My mama bought me some All-Stars. Well, actually, she gave us the money, and so I could buy the All-Stars or the Invitation. The Invitation looked just like the real deal, man. Just like them. The star, everything. The stripes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saving that money. I said, sure, I can get some Invitation, and then I can turn around and buy me some jeans, and I could buy some other stuff with this. I mean, that's the way I saw it. And then about a month down the road, I realized there was a difference. My brother's shoes looked like they were brand new. Mine was talking to you. The tongue on them was talking in a month's time.
Oh, goodness.
But I say that because there's a difference between having the real deal and an imitation. So you want the real spirit, brothers. So that's what we've been teaching this week. So John 14 and 26, the Gospel of St. John, verse 26, be our next scripture.
In the King James, John 14, 26 reads as follows. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, the friend, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send at my request, will make everything plain to you. He will remind you of all the things I have told you. I'm leaving you well and whole. Amen.
Hope is important, what you're being taught, but more important is who teaching you.
Amen.
You didn't hear that. So I better say that one more time. Both is important, what you're being taught, how you're being taught, but most of all, what's important is who teaching you.
Amen.
Really important. Because some people teach from a spiritual, some people teach from a carnal, some people teach from a professional, some people teach from a prejudiced position. You'd be surprised how people will teach things. Some folks teach based on feeling. Some people teach because of what they've been through.
Yeah.
And others feel a need to teach a certain subject. But with the Holy Ghost, his job, I want you to see this now. He's going to teach you all things.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then Jesus said this. He's going to teach you everything I've taught you. And he's going to bring this stuff back to your memory. Whatever I've said, the Holy Ghost is going to co-sign it.
Amen.
Well, I'll say something to you right there. You'll know it came from God himself. You'll know it came from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So it's important that we be led and we be taught by the right and be taught right. And also it's important, brothers and sisters, is what you're being taught, but more important, who's teaching you. Because the Holy Ghost can only teach the truth. He can't teach anything else. So, we went to Luke 4 and 18. Luke 4 and 18. I hope some of you guys are making notes. Why do I say that? This is the greatest subject you'll ever learn about the spirit, man. Because you want to be able to have these notes to refer to, because it's going to take this kind of stuff to get you into eternal life, man. This is your eternal life. We're dealing with an eternal spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God himself. So you'll know if you're getting the right stuff or not. You don't get no invitation. It ain't going to last. This is an eternal thing, man.
In the King James, Luke 4 and 18, reads as follows: The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible, God's Spirit is on me. He's chosen me to preach the message of good news to the poor, sent me to announce pardon to prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the burdened and battered free. Amen.
Anyone care to share?
Amen. But I do enjoy this, the word, because it says God's Spirit is upon me. He's chosen me. So we have been chosen also. And it also goes on to say to preach the message of good news to the poor. and also announce pardon to prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind. You know what, Pastor, I'm thinking, and everyone, when it says recite recovery of sight to the blind, I'm thinking about myself, how God had opened up my eyes unto the true word of God, to the spiritual, that we need to be spiritual. And I wouldn't have known that if God had not opened up my eyes. So when we're talking about recovery, sight to the blind, that goes for us. That just don't go for a person that's blind and can't see. Well, we couldn't see when we was in the world. So yeah, now that we are in Christ, our eyes have been opened. Amen.
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 Thank you so much, Pastor. That's so true. But to preach deliverance. See, that's a different gospel, brothers and sisters. All this stuff I'm reading now have nothing to do with cars, houses, land. And look at the gospel people are preaching. They're not preaching this gospel. The Spirit won't let you. See, the Spirit is going to have you do just what Pastor said. It's going to open your spiritual eyes.
Yeah.
Poor in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Not poor financially, but poor in spirit.
Yeah.
Healing spiritually.
Yeah.
Now, you can get a double dose of this stuff. God will heal you physically. That's all have to do with your faith. But the word that we're to preach and teach is spiritual, brother and sister.
Yeah.
Deliverance is spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that, you know, a person's in jail, in captivity, so we got to go, well, maybe that's one half of what you do, but the real truth in this here is to get you delivered from being under the devil's direction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amen.
And opening our eyes and recovering our sight. And then I like the fact that he set us at liberty. We're free now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Our next scripture be found in John 3:34. St. John 3:34.
And the King James reads as follows, John 3:34. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Amen.
Praise God. From the Message Bible, the one that God sent speaks God's word. And don't think he rations out the Spirit in bits and pieces. Amen.
A true man, woman of God, they speak the things of God. That's spiritual. Because God is a spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. I can't never say that enough. I just get people to do it. It's a job. You know, you got some people who still want to worship God religiously. Why you think God shut down them temple and told him he hate worshipers who just they were doing traditional stuff. I mean Isaiah, Amos, I can give you a lot of books in the Old Testament. God got tired of that mess. He looked for somebody gonna worship him in spirit and in truth. Those that gonna do what they say they gonna do.
Amen.
Those going to live for him. So you got a lot of people religiously, well, you think, they really on fire for God. Because they'll keep all this tradition. They'll do all that stuff. But they will not obey God's spirit. They won't do it. It was think they will, especially those that God have delivered.
Mm-hmm.
Those that God have set free. You think so? If you be so kind, Pastor, could you, you have anything you want to share?
I just want to read that, from God's Word. And
well, right before you do that, after you do that, then do John 16, 8 through 11. After you do that, then do John, Evangelist Sharon, please. After Pastor get done, do John 16, 8 through 11. Thank you.
Yeah.
So St. John was 334 from God's Word, reads as follows. The man whom God has sent speaks God's message. After all, God gives him the Spirit without limit. And I tell you, that's just beautiful. That's telling us that once we come to him and allow his Spirit in us, there is no limits. So now we're going to read St. John 16, verses 8 through 11.
Yes. In the King James, it reads as follows. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the Prince of this world is judged. Amen.
Amen. So 16 through 11. Chapter 16, verse 8 through 11 from the Message Bible.
Yes, sir.
When he comes, he'll expose the error of the godless world's view of sin, righteousness, and judgment. He'll show them that their refusal to believe in me is their basic sin. That righteousness comes from above, where I am with the Father, out of their sight and control. That judgment takes place as the ruler of this godless world is brought to trial and convicted. Amen.
Amen. You know, the Holy Ghost, first of all, understand that the Holy Ghost has came, people. And then he's dealing with us individually as well as collectively. He's dealing with us individually and collectively. And he's showing us what real truth is.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, there's a world of sin that people don't talk about, like serving gods that's not really God.
Mm.
See, that's one of my things, is that these people are trying to convince people that, oh, going to church is serving God. That's not, brothers and sisters. So it takes the Holy Ghost to convict them, which they are the world, and to show them what God is approving and what God doesn't approve.
Mm-hmm. I said something one day this week.
Do you think God would actually take a little lady's money? She poor. She can't hardly survive. Take her money and go buy him an airplane with it. I mean, you think God is that kind of God?
No, he isn't. Mm-mm.
And try to dress it up. That's not God. God would probably do just the opposite. He would give her the airplane.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't take her money.
Amen.
I shared something else with y'all this week. See, you got to know from a righteous perspective. See, everybody got in their mind what God is about. But there's going to be some things that you're going to find out that, boy, the Holy Ghost is different than the way you think. Because there's some people that I know that's living together. If you let these church and religious people judge them, they'll send them to hell. But it's all right for the stuff they're doing. They cursing, abusing, and misusing. But there's a couple I know, they're living together, and they can't afford. That's the way they are. They just can't afford anything financially.
Mm-hmm.
And I know the religious stuff because I did it myself, said it myself. But when you got a heart of God or a heart that's like God, it's different, brothers and sisters. You let mercy abide. You let grace abide. You go like, well, you know what? If I'd rather them be together in the spirit and live a decent life than to separate and live homeless.
All right.
So everybody can't see that. There's some people right now, they smoke. You know, smoking cigarettes. But people say, well, you know what? That ain't God. You don't know what that person going through. You don't know what they've been through.
Say that, Pastor. Say that.
So that's why the Holy Ghost is going to convict some people.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Ghost is going to deal with the truth. Maybe that addiction that they got is the only thing that's holding them for until the Father can get to them. And that you better rock their world because they ain't doing it so your eye can see it.
Hallelujah.
How about the stuff that your eyes don't see? How about situations that you don't see? Why aren't you trying to fix them situations?
All right.
I mean, I got a whole lot more to tell you about the situation. But let me tell you, the Holy Ghost, if you listen, he'll tell you and don't listen to the other people.
Come on.
I know this couple. I mean, you would think, I mean, I'm telling you the truth. I know this couple, and to religious people, they're not living right. But they get in their word, they love each other, they love people, they do the best they can. But it takes everything they got to pay their mortgage and pay their lights and pay their gas and pay their rent. And this religious people say, well, y'all ain't. God ain't got nothing to do with that. And I go like, you know what? Don't let them judge you.
That's fine.
A couple asked me to marry them not too long ago. And I don't put their business in the street like that, but let me say this. I told them it's all God looks at the heart. God looks at. He looks at the heart, brother and sister. He takes his word and he takes your spirit, and he puts it together. And God ain't going to deviate from his word because your heart feeling something else, because your heart can be very divisive.
That's right.
It can be it can be a deceiver. So God has to line things up with his word.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I feel like I love her. I feel like I love her. And I feel like I love her. Well, you can throw them feelings in the trash can.
All right.
So God ain't never said Adam and Steve. He said Adam and Eve.
All right.
Nobody said.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, you know, people try to justify.
Yes,
what they
yes.
want. But see, the Holy Ghost is not going to lead you down that path. Because they're going to lead you to be dwelling like that, no way.
All right.
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. See, you can be led by the wrong spirit. There's churches out here that teach people it's okay to be a homosexual. And the devil is a lie. God gave a man a penis, a woman a vagina. If your children don't know that, teach it to them.
Yeah.
God's going to hold you liable and accountable. where their mother don't want me to teach. I don't care what their mama wants you to teach them. God wants you to teach them too. They would belong to God before they belong to your mama, before they belong to their mother.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a representative of God.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't believe that? Do I need to take you to 2 Corinthians 5? Do I need to take you? Because I will take you there, brother. I have no problem with taking you there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're an ambassador. You know what that is? I want you to know you got to be led by the right spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Help us, Lord. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I apologize, guys. I'm at work, so let me get this. Carl, if you will, Pastor, could you read 2 Corinthians 5 for me from Evangelist Sharon, and then comment on that, Pastor? It says that we are ambassadors for God. I think it's about the 20th verse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2 Corinthians 5 and 20. Yes. In the King James 5 and 20 reads as follows. Now then we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ that be ye reconciled to God. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, I'm going to read up this a little bit higher. It says, God has given us the task of telling everyone what he is doing. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. Okay, between them. So let me read that again. We're Christ's representatives. God uses us to persuade men and women to drop their differences and enter into God's work of making things right between them. We're speaking for Christ himself now. Become friends with God. He's already a friend with you. Amen. So, Pastor was asking what an ambassador was, and that is a representative. And so we are representatives for Christ. So when we speak, we are speaking about Christ. The Holy Spirit gives us that power, that we have that holy boldness, that we can speak the things of Christ. And you always have God's word to back you up. No matter what it is, you can go to the scripture and the scriptures will back you up. So we are Christ's representatives.
Yeah.
You available, Pastor?
No, go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, okay. And so what I'll do, I'll read it out of
God's I was trying to listen to what you were saying, but yeah, no, go ahead. What I was saying about, we're God's ambassadors, brothers and sisters. We're to represent God. We're to tell the world what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
We're the representatives.
Right.
And God will speak to us through the Holy Ghost.
Ooh, yeah. Amen.
We're here begging you. We're here pleading with you on behalf of God to reunite yourself with the things of God. We're begging people, telling people, hey man, this is about a spiritual life. The old life is gone. The new life has come about now. We need to live this new life. Don't go to church. Be the church.
All right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
How you ask? Let the Holy Ghost lead you. Let the Holy Ghost direct you.
That's how.
That's how it works, brothers and sisters. It's all being led by the Holy Ghost, man. Being led by the Holy Spirit, there's no difference. That's what this is about. Being led by the Holy Ghost. If nothing else, I didn't really get off track. I just went the way the Spirit told me to go. So,
yes,
but going back to what we were talking about, in John 13, well, after John 16, we did 13 and 14. So let's go back and catch that. That was over there in John 16. And we did 11, 8 through 11. But let's do 13 through 14.
In King James, it reads as follows. How about when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will shew things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall shew it unto you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Bring the message back. But when the friend comes, the Spirit of truth, he will take you by the hand and guide you into all the truth there is. He won't draw attention to himself, but will make sense out of what is about to happen, and indeed out of all that I have done and said. He will honor me. Amen.
Amen.
Now, you see, that's what I was saying. That's what the Holy Ghost does. If that ain't plain, it won't get no plainer. It doesn't get any plainer than that, brothers and sisters. That's what he does. That's what he do.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that this week. That's what the Holy Ghost do. He teaches you all things.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to know about whatever it is, he'll guide you in that truth of that.
Thank you.
So you don't have to guess. It's not a guessing game. Well, I don't know if I'm right. You don't have to feel that way. You can know the truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
But the only one that got this is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, if it's about sex, it's about your sex preferences.
Mm-hmm.
But I always like to go to spiritual things because so many people are being led spiritually wrong until it hurts me. It really bothers me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I'm praying for.
Amen.
See, because I know that the Spirit of truth is here right now. I know that. And I want you to know that he's here and he want to guide you.
Yeah.
Moreover, he want to tell you what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
So when he come to your life, like he came to my life, not only will he convict you that it's wrong for two men to be laying up together.
Mm-hmm. All right now.
Oh, I don't care about nobody getting mad. That bothers me one bit. Because that's what the Holy Ghost is going to tell you. The Holy Ghost is going to tell you, hey, two women ain't got no business bumping booties. The Holy Ghost is going to tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not in those, you know, because I'm right out the hood. I just see it. He may be a little bit more intelligent about it, because Pastor did say on Thursday, the Holy Ghost is very intelligent. I'm right out the hood, but I tell you the way it is. The Holy Ghost gonna tell you, man. God ain't got time for two women bumping booties.
All right. All right.
Oh, I thought this was a spiritual show. Program. It is. That's exactly what it is. It's a program that you're going to get the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you ain't going to get it sugar-coated. And I don't care if you play the organ anymore or not. You don't have to play the organ. You don't have to direct the choir anymore. Bye. You can go find Trump. Bye.
Mm-hmm. All right. All right.
A bunch of foolishness. And tap of that foolishness. And I got folks mad at me like, hey, but it's okay. You know, it's okay. Because you ain't mad at me. You're really mad at God and His Word.
Yeah.
In Colossians 2:19. And brothers, just let me tell you right now. If you think the Holy Ghost is going to continue to cover up your lies, He ain't going to do it. Forget it. And anybody teaching folks, I just feel so sorry. I don't feel sorry for them. Matter of fact, I'm hurting for God. They don't think enough of God to obey His Word like that. They'd rather try to change the things of God. So I got to, you know, they quit listening for that reason. And it's good. Because they can go somewhere and get their ego stroke or something. I ain't doing it. I'm going to be a little bit more responsible to the Word of God. I'm an ambassador. I take it serious. I'm going to say what the Holy Ghost say to say. And I love you now. I love you. I'm going to stop loving you. I love you.
Amen.
Daniel is sharing. Colossians 2:19 for it, please.
And it's King James that reads as follows. And not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment, ministers, and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He is the head, and we are the body. We can grow up healthy in God only as He nourishes us. Amen.
So you see that? Can you imagine God, Christ the head? Well, everything in the head flows down to the tail. It's spiritual, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Christ ain't gay.
Amen. Praise God.
Yeah. You don't have a gay Christ. The whole body. We're one in there. That makes the whole body of Christ. We're influenced by the same thing. So don't be trying to bring that worldly stuff over into the spiritual world. It won't work, brother. Sister. That's why you have to try the Spirit, by the Spirit, see if it be of God, because there's so many false spirits out here.
Yeah,
making sense
yeah.
to me. How about you, Evangelist Sharon? It making sense to you?
Yes, sir. Amen, Pastor.
How about you, Pastor? Thank you.
Yes. Yes, it makes sense to me also. Amen. Be led by the Spirit of God.
And not the whole head from which the whole body by joint. The whole head, the whole body is being joined.
Yes, it
being
is.
Being knitted together.
Mm-hmm.
We're increasing with God's stuff.
Mm-hmm.
God ain't increasing in homosexuality. That's physical. And that's some other corrupt spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pastor, why did you talk about that today? I'm not. That's what you're hearing. I'm talking about being led by the right spirit. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't want to be led by the wrong spirit. It's important that you have the right GPS. Very important.
That's, come on now. Say it. And
you might want to check it.
Amen.
Well, I'll tell you this, brothers and sisters. One thing about being led by the Spirit, Galatians 5:22 See, anytime you're being led by God's Spirit, these are things that's going to jump out first, because you're not going to see any selfishness. First of all, the Holy Spirit don't have a message. Only thing he got to say is what God said and what Jesus said. If God and Jesus didn't say it, it doesn't have anything to say. It doesn't put together a message. It doesn't have a message. No, it just say what the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can only say what Christ said. But one thing about the Holy Ghost that you know, it always carries these, what you want to call it, I want to call them attributes. The Holy Ghost always have these attributes. And they began with, because see, in Galatians 5, it tells you the difference in the spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because some of them is contrary one to another. Some of them are being contrary. So the Bible says in Galatians 5:18, if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under, talking about the law, you're not under the control of the human flesh.
Amen, amen.
And he goes on, he talks about, you know, the things of the flesh and what it does and how witchcraft and how it is. And then finally, he tells you in that 22nd verse, if you'll read that, matter of fact, read 22 and 23 for me, please.
Yes. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that the fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Now, the spirit or the spiritual nature, the spiritual laws, the spirit person, the first thing they begin to do is produce love. They care about it. But then, but most of all, they're going to present God's love. They're going to have joy, but they're going to have the God joy. They're going to have peace, but they're going to have God's peace. They're going to have patience, but they're going to have the God kind of patience. See, because there's different spirits. I mean, because there's some people out there, you think, oh, man, they're real loving people. They do this and they do that. And I ain't trying to disagree with that. But it's not pure.
All right.
They're doing that so they can get your attention and get your trust and win you over to their way of life. They can win me over. Not like that. I'm not going to win me over anymore. It's the truth.
Amen.
See, those who belong to Christ, Jesus, they have crucified their corrupt nature. There he is right there, brothers and sisters. Those that have the love of God, let me tell you, you done crucified that flesh. It don't mean nothing to you. Those that belong to God, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's if you're living a spiritual life. Now, you may not be living a spiritual life. You might be being fooled. Don't get fooled, man. I'll be tricked. You're not tricked. Don't get tricked. You ain't no trick. Trick or treat is in October.
Right.
Yeah.
You ain't trying to be tricked, I know.
Say that. Say that.
Trick or treat. No, we don't do that one. Well, anyway. There's a whole lot, brothers and sisters, we got into this week. And I appreciate everything that was done Thursday, Evangelist Renee, Evangelist Sharon, Pastor. Y'all was just so awesome Thursday, and I thank God for that. But at the end of the day, I'm going to say this in my closing, and if somebody else has something else to say. But in my closing, the Spirit spoke to me today on my way to work. He started showing me all these people with money, talent, education, everything. The Spirit showed me all that stuff. In a moment of a twinkling of an eye, he showed me that stuff. And then he showed me that at the end of the day, we all going to be dropped in that hole. Doesn't matter who you are, where you came from, how much money, it doesn't matter. But at the end, you're going to be dropped in that hole about 6 feet deep. That's if you're blessed. If not, it may put you in one of these trucks. They burying them by the hundreds in one big truck. Now, dig a ditch for the whole truck and drop the whole thing in there. So. But either way, at the end of the day, you're going to be dropped in that hole. And I want to know one question. Where are you going to spend eternal life at? That's it.
Yeah. What is it about?
That's my name. Anybody else? Those are my closing remarks. Anybody else?
Well, Pastor, we had read also 1 John 4 and 6. We can read that. 1 John 4, verse 6.
Yes, Pastor.
Well, actually, we read 1 John 4, 1 through 6.
Okay. Amen.
That was Friday. Yeah.
Amen. Be loved.
You can read that Evangelist Sharon if you like.
Yeah. Praise God. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. We are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Amen. Ooh, praise God, praise God. That's, I can stand on that word. Amen. So from the Message Bible, my dear friends, don't believe everything you hear. Carefully weigh and examine what people tell you. Not everyone who talks about God comes from God. There are a lot of lying preachers loose in the world. Here's how you test for the genuine Spirit of God. Everyone who confesses openly his faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came as an actual flesh and blood person, comes from God and belongs to God. And everyone who refuses to confess faith in Jesus has nothing in common with God. This is the spirit of Antichrist that you heard was coming. Well, here it is, sooner than we thought. My dear children, you come from God and belong to God. You have already won a big victory over those false teachers, for the spirit in you is far stronger than anything in the world. These people belong to Christ, denying the world. They talk the world's language and the world eats it up. But we come from God and belong to God. Anyone who knows God understands us and listens. The person who has nothing to do with God will, of course, not listen to us. This is another test for telling the spirit of truth from the spirit of deception. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for the spirit. Try the spirit by the spirit. Amen.
Amen. And I love the way the Messenger Bible brings that out, where it says that the spirit in us, the spirit of God, is stronger than anything, is more powerful than anything in the world.
Amen. Amen, amen. That is so true. Amen.
Yeah, see, our spirit belongs, we have the God kind of spirit. We have the Holy Ghost living in us. That's why it's greater than these other spirits in the world.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Remember, he calls us children of God. So what makes us children of God? Because we got the Holy Ghost living in us. So I agree with that totally.
Amen.
Good afternoon. It's a wonderful day.
The garden is best.
Bill, how may I help you?
So that's what we have to do. Try the spirit by the spirit and know that the word of God says greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. I'm so sorry.
We understand, Pastor.
But, thank you all so much. Anybody else have anything else before we dismiss? Hallelujah. Well, hey, I appreciate you guys. Love y'all. Do not take a back seat for the word of God. Do not put anything before the word of God. I don't care what it is, who it is. Not. God is not pleased, brothers and sisters. When you start putting stuff ahead of the word of God, especially your feelings, you just put God in the basement. You don't want to do that. Don't put God in the basement. Don't hide.
Amen. Amen.
Don't hide it. Because see, to put the word of God in the basement is to say you love darkness more than you love light.
How much?
God ain't pleased. But hey, I love you guys, and we'll see you all on tomorrow.